When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey everyone, it's Lindsay Rhodes, and I've got a new podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Fun and kind of nerdy conversation about the NFL every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've got some amazing guests that are joining me. I'll be breaking the huddle with the top stories, previewing games. We'll get you set for the weekend fantasy with our Fantasy Friday episodes, and we'll answer some of your questions as well. So subscribe to the NFL Roadshow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. You look like you just drink high calorie beers.
That's right. Hi, I'm Officer Zappa.
Well, welcome to the Air Buds Podcast.
Early riff for you. Just wanted to show you guys.
He's having dinner.
The dinner was the twist of the episode. So
you told me five different things you had. Marty, what the fuck is going on with you, dog? You're on East Coast time too, right?
Yeah, dude. I was like, great. As soon as the game's over, I'll eat a three-course dinner, take a shower, and then I'll do the podcast. I didn't realize you guys were really on top of things.
Yeah, it's 12:30 at night, bruh.
Dude.
For you guys.
He hit me.
Well, no, it's 12:30 at night for Jamel. Who knows what time it is for Maddie?
Yeah, I don't know either, dude. I'm in New York, but I stay up until, no joke, 9 in the morning.
That's why I figured this would be fine. I'm like, who could do a show late? Monty doesn't fucking sleep.
Dude, this is early for me. I had a cold brew 2 hours ago.
Trip.
Because I was like, I got to get this day going.
Is that New York attitude?
Very special guest, Monty Litwack, by the way.
Thanks.
Monty, has that
comedy
like,
phenom.
Has that added to like the vibe of New York? Everyone is staying up later because there's really now just no point. I feel like everyone in New York in the before times was waking up at noon anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's my own personal vibe. I live in a studio apartment. I don't know what the fuck anybody else is doing. I stay here for days. I went on a walk with someone a few days ago and I realized I hadn't seen someone in 4 weeks.
Bro, that's nuts.
Oh my God.
That's crazy, but I feel amazing. Okay. It's not the number one problem in my life was everybody else.
Is that why you asked me if you could shower? Is that why you asked me if you could take a shower right before this started?
What do you mean?
Yeah, dog. We're in the text. I'm like, hey, Zoom's in your email. You're like, oh, you guys want to start right now? Now, I'm like, yeah, Nikki, to the hell. You're like, oh, I thought I could shower.
Marty only got up like 3 hours ago. He's got. He hasn't had his coffee yet.
It's because I buzzed my hair and I shaved my beard. So there's all those little hairs are all over my body right now.
Madi, you better chew that chicken all the way. Otherwise, this Patreon episode is going to turn into a fucking snuff film.
Yeah, we don't want you to die. Podcast would
blow up if I died on camera.
No, I say add another two courses to this meal. Yeah. You have yogurt you can lap at.
At least I'm moving away from the mic like Tay Zonde, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, thank you so much.
Nah, we appreciate you, Coach.
I move away from the mic so that I can eat.
I moved to L.A. like maybe like a couple months after that. That was a viral video. And like my first week in LA, I saw Tay Zonde at the Burbank Target.
Yes.
Oh, and I think it was like the first like quote unquote celeb sighting I saw. And I was like, this is a sign. I'm going to make it. I saw the Chocolate Rain guy.
And guess what you did, baby boy?
At the time, nobody knew how big he was going to be, you know?
Yeah, very small, it turned out.
Yeah, everyone knew. I think actually everyone knew. I think we all had a good idea.
I think Tay Zonde was the king of the internet for like a solid year.
Yeah, he was crushing.
Body, are you actually are you going to care about the Cavs this year? And there's no reason why any of us should.
Here's what I'll say, because I have an opinion on this. I would love for the Cavs to be good again. I don't think it's going to happen for a long time.
I don't think so, but for a very long time.
I do gain pleasure. Like, simultaneously, I'm a huge Cavs fan. I want them to be good, but I also gain pleasure when they suck because I think Dan Gilbert is one of the worst people on the planet.
Amen. It's a win-win, so, baby.
Yeah, it is a win-win.
It's not Quicken Loans anymore. Who's running that arena?
Oh, no, it is. It's just they rebranded it to the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Right. Oh, still under the Quicken umbrella. The same
company, right?
Yeah.
And it was really cruel to Austin Carr because his catchphrase is always deep in whatever arena it is. And for the last couple of years, he really was struggling with deep in the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
He should be saying blasting off in the Rocket Mortgage Loans Fieldhouse.
He found his pocket because now he's just like deep in the rock. And I'm like, the rock is actually pretty tight. Oh, like for you to say the rock, good. I was like, ah, that's
because it's pretty good. Like you're fucking the rock.
Yeah. Well, I think of Sean Connery, but like, cheer.
I think you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sure.
I was thinking like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the rock, the ball, you know, it's got a lot of meanings.
That's true.
I don't remember what podcast I was talking about. Fuck the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame being in Cleveland.
It sucks, dude.
It sucks.
We talked about this on our Patreon episode, our last episode.
Oh, that's right.
Episode,
stop talking about this. Yeah. I fucking hate the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Fuck the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There was one cool thing. Last time I went, though, there was a cool, like, you know how museums have exhibits that are, like, temporary?
Yeah.
And so they had, like, a huge Simon and Garfunkel thing going on, and that ruled. That was awesome because they had, letters that they had written each other when they were, like, 12 years old at summer camp. So it was beautiful to see this lifelong friendship at its beginning.
Or it went horribly awry.
Garfunkel, and you like take your family there to like see the exhibit, and it's like for every 20 pieces of Paul Simon memorabilia, there's like one thing of Garfunkel. Yeah,
Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah. Simon and Garfunkel.
Dude, did you know Art Garfunkel maintains a list of every book he's read for the last like 50 years? It's publicly available. That's like his hobby. Is he reads like 50 books a year?
Get another hobby, bro.
That's pretty. I mean, there's literally websites like Goodreads, and Goodreads is like that. And then what's the movie version of that?
Netflix?
No, there's a movie website where you can log all the movies you watch and review it.
So he did it before those websites existed. He had like a GeoCities page.
Oh, he's doing it on GeoCities?
I mean, I think back in the day it was just, I remember seeing this like 20 years ago. It was very simple and it was just like, there's nothing else on it. It's just him listing every book he's read. He's a super private guy who just reads crazy books all day.
Hustler?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of penthouse forum on there.
A lot of jugs.
Yeah.
The second of every month, he was like Hustler number 362, Hustler number 364. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, pornography is interesting.
I like that take.
yeah.
It is interesting. You know, so it's interesting, guys. Tonight was the opening night of the NBA season. We had two games. We had the Nets versus the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers versus the Lakers. Both were kind of blowouts in their own way. Did anybody watch?
Yeah, yeah, I watched both games. The Nets.
Hell yeah, baby.
The Nets look very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nets game meant everything, and the Clippers Lakers game meant absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I think the Nets like showed that they are maybe the number one seed in the East, and the Warriors showed that they're not going to be good. And then
Warriors on the under, please.
They didn't have Draymond, though.
That's true.
What's that going to do?
I'm curious to see what it's going to do. I think it might be good. I don't know.
They don't have a lot of passing on the floor. I'll tell you that.
Draymond adds passing, and he also, I think he needs a guy like Steph, ideally like, Steph and Clay, to like unlock his full potential.
So they their bigs would like have somebody sealed under the rim. Like the big is by himself, and the dude guarding them is at the free throw line, and they could not throw a lob to a wide open center.
No,
Kevin Durant and Kyrie playing together looks good.
And also
very good.
It looks good.
So but you know what? It did look good, but it was literally just the shot making. Like I don't think the Nets ran a play.
When you have Kevin Durant, do you need to run a play? When you have Kyrie Irving?
It would just swing it around. We're gonna give it to Kevin on the elbow, he'll hit a jumper. Kyrie makes one move, he hits a floater. Like, they didn't have to even try anything. I think
And then Caris LeVert just waxes your second team.
It's an indictment. It was an indictment on the Warriors' defense for me.
But what was interesting to me is that it looked like, yes, when you have Durant and Irving out there, it was this kind of lot of freelance. Like, Kyrie definitely, like, worked ISO, just kind of used his handles to get to the rim. But then, yeah, when you had the second squad out there, you had LeVert, you had... what's this guy? What's the white guy's name again? Harris, Joe Harris.
Joe Harris.
And you also got
Cougs.
You had Jared Allen out there. Like they were running plays. Like you were getting like Joe Harris running off a screen and catching and shooting. You were getting like more. Like it just looked like two different teams on the floor, and they were both pretty good teams.
Yeah, I mean the Nets bench is maybe better than the Cavs.
Oh yeah,
and that's better. They could beat the Cavs starters.
Then the Cavs starters, yeah, it hurts. But I mean,
Bender, we're playing each other in the Airbus fantasies, and Kevin Durant had 44 points, and Caris LeVert had 45.8.
Wow, that's really nice. Did anybody else catch Chris Webber saying Garbaggio 17 times?
No, what? He was in his Garbaggio?
He just kept saying, because he was trying to say garbage time. He was trying to add like this.
Goes to Buca de Beppo with Kevin Harlan one time.
What'd you say?
He went to
Buca de Beppo one time with Kevin Harlan. And now he thinks he's Italian.
Oh, yeah. It was he was riffing too much.
Look, man. Chris Webber's a national treasure.
Who's national treasure?
Christopher Webber. The guy who...
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.